Hi. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We're going to start on in the prayer book, page 34, with the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra. Taya tao mune mune ma mune soha. Taya tao mune mune ma mune soha. Taya tao mune mune ma mune soha. Then on the same page, we'll read the four immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from the suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Usually we chant this in Tibetan, but what I'm going to suggest we do this morning is I'm just going to reread it, but I'm going to read it very, very slowly and give people an opportunity to think about it and think about where, to whom and where they want to open their hearts to and realize that we all want to be truly happy. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And at the bottom of page 37, we'll say Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tara's mantra 7. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. And the children can go to their classes. Have a good time.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Short meditations? Only 2 hours. Maybe short meditation. Short silent meditation. No? Also, I did hear me. There's 2 hours meditations done. First, please, would you mind take maybe moments to introduce to yourself each other, please? I think it would be nice someday just talk. much, much better. So sorry, so interrupt that limited time. Just wondering, how many new people first time? So Tibetan, American, Asian, like European, we all human, not just all human beings, all sentient beings, all living beings. Looking for happiness right from the birth, looking for happiness. So, happiness they related to the five senses. It's not really mental happiness, it's just different form of happiness, not really mental happiness. So pretty much you enjoy, in the Western world, you have like resource, all kinds of resource to enjoy, to all kinds of things to see, all kinds of things to listen, all kinds of things to smell, all kinds of things to taste, like supermarket. There's not just one, there's like many supermarkets. And each one of them filled with the food, all kinds of food. So clothes, there's a lot of shopping mall. People go buy things, touching something nice, smoothly, feel good, smelling something good, tasting something good. This is all another form of happiness, heavily rely on external objects. External object heavily rely on external objects. For example, like happiness they related to the hot warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. Not any warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. The minute you touch it, melt, it kind of melts in the mouth. That happiness when you go to Nepal, finish. That happiness is over. There's no happiness. Happiness that's related on the Papa John pizza, it was over. Many, many happiness, this physical, related to the five senses when you go to different parts of the world, it's pretty much over. But, if you manage to, when I say happiness, it doesn't mean like, oh, wow, excitement, like screaming, jumping up and down. Not that kind of happiness. I'm not sure, happiness doesn't have to be like that. Screaming, jumping up and down, no need to be like that. Peaceful mind, calm mind, or peaceful mind. So, doesn't matter whether you believe in religion, you don't believe in religion, whether you're Buddhist or not Buddhist, it doesn't matter. We all have mind. We all think. Not just only people who practice Buddhism, they think. Nobody else thinks. It's not like that. Everybody thinks, It's like popcorn machines or not. It's popcorn. Pop. Then you're like that, Every day, the minute you wake up, now, first question is, what is mental happiness? So, it No, easy to say, because I'm the one here who's saying it now. No, you could say the same thing, but you know, well, this is part of my highest responsibility to come to Canada and say something. Thought, our thought, we think. Do we think something positive all the time? You need to ask question yourself, do we need to think something positive all the time? If the question is yes, life is going to be much, much better, easier, less complicated. Deep down, there's always peace and happiness. So but that's not the case. So obviously, in my case, that's not the case. I'm not sure about you. In my case, that's not always the case. No, all kinds. So now, meditation here, some of probably you came here, maybe wondering about meditation, maybe have some interest about meditations. What is meditation? Very, very important me to explain to you what is meditation from a Buddhist point of view, what is meditation and what it's for, why you meditate. Oh, I have nothing to do. That's not true. You have tons of things to do. You know. Gomtop. I've been probably said this a million times. It's not the first time I've been saying it. I've said this a million times. Some of your ears already burned. Burn out? How is it?
Ears burning.
Your ears already burning because I've said this for a million times. Why? Not because I think you don't understand. I do believe you understand, but that's important. That's why I said it again and again. I emphasize on that. Thinking like how many people I can convert into Buddhism. That's not a goal here. It's not a goal. Goal is to get here together every Sunday. So then we talk about how, whatever ways we can think something positive, something good, something good. Gom top, gom meditation, top power. The power of meditation is to minimize disturbing thought. You see? No, so that's what I've been saying. That's why, right from the beginning, may all sentient beings have happiness. That's good thought. That's very good thought. You know? I'm hoping you to be happy. You know? You could be practicing Christianity, you could be practicing Islam, you could be practicing Buddhism, you could be not practicing anything. But bottom, deep down, we are all same. Every moment looking for happiness. You know, every moment trying to overcome from problems. Same. I don't have extra reason to be happy. We have probably less reason to be happy. It's not like it's equal. Same. Physically, emotion, the same. That's why in the beginning, may all sentient beings try to set up like positive intentions to think about, and eventually just think of just pure, just Pagbaramjam, just pure. Look around, wonderful people. Every culture, every religion is beautiful, just pure. Easy to say, as I said, easy to say. But not that easy to do. Gomtop nimochua, minimize or reduce, disturbing thought. Is there any medicine that available here? Is there any medicine available to reduce the disturbing thought? America, yes, that's good news. Then America should have, Europe should have. So I'm not sure how long that medicine will last. I don't have any experience of any medicines to reduce disturbance. But if there's one, so maybe there's good news then. So probably here, there's a couple of eyes dedicated for medications you could find there. So anyway, so my point here, Gomtop Nimochua, power of meditation is to reduce, minimize, stop disturbing thought. Minute you generate disturbing thought, game of happiness is over. You could be billionaire, you could be like doctor, medical doctor, you could be professor, you could be monks, you could be anything. But happiness, your game is over, it's over. There's no happiness. So the mind is not happy, doesn't matter what you eat, there's no happiness. So if the mind fits, you fit. If the mind doesn't fit, you don't fit. If the mind's okay, you'll be okay. Even if you live in the cave on Himalayan mountains, you're fine, you know. If mind is not okay, you can live in big like mansions, like have like a couple of swimming pools, you are not okay because your mind is not okay. So each and every one of us have responsibility, you know, how to develop or shape our thought, how to shape rely on meditations, you know, like reciting prayer or like visiting temple, whatever ways. No, we need to use. I just want to share that with you, okay? You know, for example, anger. The more destructive emotion, anger, you know. Then, on the other hand, the patience is more, even though there's many different types of practice is there, but the patience is the one more, like as one of the best patients. So, yeah, you can say patient, but you know, when there's, you can say patience, you can just count patient, like mantra, you know, patient, but it's just here. So, anger, you know, it's like, This is just an example. Anger is one example. Because why I'm using anger as an example? Because anger is like the most destructive emotions. You know, last couple of days I've been thinking, not as a Buddhist monk, not as a Buddhist, I'm thinking as a human being, you know, human, someone who's looking for happiness. From that point of view, I've just been thinking last couple of days, oh, I should not say something negative. It has nothing to do with religions. Or you could explain from the religious point of view why it's not good to say something negative. I just said that's right. I'm just thinking of as a human being looking for happiness. Therefore, if I'm seriously, sincerely, genuinely looking for happiness, I should not say something negative. I should not think something negative. I should not scream. I should not yell. Or I don't have to. The choice, I don't have to. I don't have to scream. I don't have to know how to say tone of the voice. I don't have to raise. You know. When you raise your tone of voice, what are you hoping? You're hoping to accomplish something. There's no guarantee. You could raise your voice as the top of your lung. Well, screaming at the top of your lung, you may not get what you're hoping for. No? What we're hoping, you... Very unfortunately, it seems like, you know, sometimes it works, it seems like, but the, down the road is not good. So therefore, introducing, you know, like in the beginning of the class, introducing each other, human affections, human love, human compassion. It's a very critical part of happy society. You know? Why you care, Christian, Buddhist, why you care? It's human. It's just human looking for happiness. That's what is most important. Every human, Christian, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, atheist, dog, cat, bird, they don't have religions. They're looking for happiness. If you be nice to them, they trust you. If you be mean to them, even they, you know, they don't trust you. That clearly shows everybody's like yearning for affections, loving kindness, compassion, not hatred, anger, jealousy, pride, arrogance. Nobody enjoys. That's the reality, you know, for everybody, you know, not just people who believe in religions. That's the reality. as I said, you know, mental habit, it doesn't mean like, oh, like, you know, how you say, like, excitement, jumping up and down, you know, like, not. That kind of habit doesn't last very long. Now, deep down, there's always calm and peaceful, you know. When you wake up, then you are awake, thinking something good, you know. As a Buddhist, based on Buddhism, you begin that with the precious human life, thinking this life is something very precious. Very precious, precious. Not just something that you don't like, I hate myself, not like that. So, whatever it is, whatever, it doesn't have to be a book, it doesn't have to be sit down. Whatever ways, you know, that helps you to think something positive. Biking, bicycling, climbing, mountains, you know, sculpting, you know, sunbathing. whatever that helps you to think something positive. That is meditation. You could sit like, you know, this, like, so serious, like looking, you know. Same time, you know. Why are these children making noise? Kind of annoying. You are just wasting your time, that's all. Better to lay down, listen to music, dance. Much, much better. While you're sitting like that, so serious looking, you know. And inside, there's no positive, you know. Thinking, you know, why my neighbors, early morning, why they're using lawnmower, why they're mowing the grass, you know. Why they can start on 2 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock. That's just not meditation. Power. Purpose meditation is to reduce, minimize, stop disturbing thought. That's what meditation is for. Slowly, all kind of thought rise, you analyze them precisely, look down each one of them precisely, then you calculate. Oh, is it worth it to sacrifice my peace of mind for that? Stories, whatever thought, you know. So then, thinking about change, you know, everything change, people change, season change, mind change, fashions. What do you call that pant, that big mouth? You know, when I was in monastery, so there's like hippies from New Zealand, America, they came to monastery, you know. Long hair, long beard, you know, with a guitar, you know, like all kind of clothes, you know. And little more, we like to hang out with them because they are so peaceful. We just go with them, we can't communicate because nobody speaks English. We just look at them, and you know, they just like, looks like they are so relaxed, you know. I'm not sure what they are doing. I'm not sure what they are doing, get so relaxed. You know, so. So my teacher has a number of students, all of them are hippie. So they come to my teacher to listen to teachings. And there's one person translated, so then that's how we know each other. Some of them from New Zealand. Of course, they are from America too, you know, like. Looking for happiness. That's why. Looking for happiness, that's all. Doesn't need to go anywhere. No, they came there, but you don't have to go anywhere. No. So how to shape our thought. Every thought, you scan them precisely and try to stop one by one by thinking, not to just as the, otherwise like landmine, meaning you touch, explode, like that, you know, every disturbing thought. We all think, right? You think? I think we all think. Every day we think. How many thoughts? Can count how many thoughts. So easy to know, so easy to do. This like all the disturbing thoughts like land is like mind. Doesn't require much to explode, you know. Very, very interesting. That, you know, now Gisama's brother, you know, brother, he has one son, 7 years old, he just came here, staying there. He's asking, why are you saying prayer? Like, how, when are you going to stop? Can you please stop saying prayer? Because he wants to pray. Maybe it's better to pray. Maybe for me it's better to pray than saying prayer, maybe. So, you know, watch them, interacting with dad, you know, so, and all he wants to do is to play. For him, nothing is really serious, you know, everything. What is he just had looking for something to play. Other hand, I'm kind of serious, you know, I have to do this prayer, I have to recite this mantra, and sometimes I forgot what it's for. What it's for. For to have peace of mind, peace of mind. Are you having peace of mind while you're doing prayer? Not. I'm kind of annoyed because he's watching TV and he's asking me to watch TV, all of that goes on and on. And oh, this opportunity, this is just an opportunity to analyze every thought with mindfulness. I could just scream. Sometimes I do scream, sorry to say, sorry to admit. Sometimes I do scream because it's like out of, like, it becomes out of control. They're just kids. They're just 7 years old boy, you know. And just want to have fun. And not able to join with that fun, and instead thinking how to educate that person. And then not every thought that rise, whatever request he may be asking to me, all kind of thought arise. Sometimes, you know, sometimes good thoughts, you know, so okay, good. You are enjoying life, that's what I'm saying. May all sentient beings have happiness. You are happy here having happiness, that's good. But most of the time, don't feel like that, you know. It's like, almost like, kind of like annoying, you know, all that. So very interesting. He asked me questions, why are you saying prayers? And how long, how many hours? Now he's asking, he's chasing me around my room. Well, how long it takes now? It's been like 15 minutes. How long it goes? I said, till tomorrow morning. So, oh, he goes like, so, you know, my point is very, very, sorry to say, it's very difficult to challenge our disturbing thought. The question is, how long has it been there? How long? It just came yesterday? It's easy to get rid of. How long has it been there? So challenging our thought, you know, especially disturbing thought, this place, you know, all my friends here, it's very, very important to keep in your mind when you meditate. That's the one is destroying our peace of mind. See, yeah, they're saying, the donuts you just told me last, stick, say it again, stick and stone. No, it's been already said, like around 8th century, but in a different way of saying it. So we need to analyze, thinking about impermanent, thinking about interdependent, thinking about cause and condition. No, there's not one answer. The whole thing is complicated. Whole thing is complicated. So therefore, there's no one answer. If you're hoping, oh, there'll be one answer, I have nothing to offer. Well, there's no answer, you know. I could say, oh, there's one answer. It's just lying. It's just lying. There's no one answer. Because there's no one thought. If there's one thought, there could be one answer. It's not just one thought, there's how many thoughts? So it's very important, you know. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to invade in new types of meditations. What I'm trying to say here is I'm just explaining the point of meditations. If you're thinking something good, sunbathing can be meditations. Then you can say, who said? You can say, Kishikele said, no, I have something to back up. And I don't just made it up. No, my point here is think something positive. You can sit very seriously, at the same time thinking something negative. It's just completely waste of time. You could wear this, same time thinking all the time negative. It's just waste of time. You know? So, what we need to develop, we need to shape our thought, think something positive about yourself, about other people, other tradition, other belief, other religion. Can you do that? Of course you can do. We don't have to think negative. Why we have to think negative? Why? We don't have, we have choice. We make choice. No, we make choice. You make choice how you talk to that boy, 7 years old boy. You can scream, you can yell, or you can be gentle. You have choice. It's not like, oh, you don't have choice. So that's very important. How often we say, I'm happy, how often we say, there's many reasons to be happy. There's many, many reasons to be unhappy. There's many, many reasons you can make your life miserable. So this is my point. My whole point is, you know, of meditation here, the few new people, if you're wondering, you know, and then there's many different ways of doing meditation. Single-pointed meditation, review meditation, walking meditation, mindfulness meditation, then what you call transcendental. That's brought by hippies. Brought by hippies. You know, reflection is the reflection. Everything you experience is the reflection of your mind. It's a reflection of your mind. The mind is like a clear lake. It reflects things in the lake. It reflects things in the lake. It's a reflection of the mind. So from the emptiness point of view, there's nothing serious. You know? It's not illusion. But it's like illusions. It's like illusions. Huh? So now my mind is getting tired. See, we level. There's not one absolute good. There's no one absolute good. If there's one absolute independent good, everybody will see as a good. That's not the case. So that proves there's not absolute inherent independent good or good looking, or everybody's trying so hard, you know, to oh, what this mic says, you know. It's my mic. This mic needs flowers. Sometimes. So from the emptiness point of view, you know, everything so is a reflection of the mind. Now our appearances, whether it's positive or negative, now our appearances. Simply is the nature of mind. You could say it's the nature of mind. You could say it's like, that's why Thakvaramjam means just pure. It's possible. Why? Because everything is a reflection of the mind or nature of the mind. Therefore, just pure is very, very possible. Just pure. It's very, very possible. So the nature of that mind is empty. It's like clear sky. When you look up, nothing. It's just clear sky. That's the nature of mind. Then everything just reflects. It looks exactly like reflection of the moon. Reflection of the moon in the clear lake. It looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. It's not moon. Reflection of your face in the mirror looks exactly like your face, but it's not your face. It's called reflections. Everything's level, everything's called level. It's called. It's not like it's from its own side, it's been like that. No, it's just called. Suffering, problems, happiness, fun. It's just called fun. Real fun's here. Real fun. So nothing, no. When you think about it, so now then it goes back to, from the emptiness point of view, it goes back to the self. or I'm not happy. Do you have any clue? Do you have any clue? When you say I, do you have any clue? It is your body? Or you think, when you say I'm not happy, we don't analyze. We don't analyze. Am I making any sense? When you say, I am not happy, what do you mean I? What, how you define the I? How? Is your body? What it is? What is what? What it is? What is it? What is it? What is body? Is your body? I don't think so. Is your mind? When you're about to fall down, what do you say? Do you say my body is about to fall down? Or do you say my mind is about to fall down? You don't say that. You say I'm about to fall down. Need to analyze, Maybe so much been exaggerated, like so much been built on something that doesn't exist at all. It doesn't exist at all. You just build so much on that, it doesn't exist. Right from the beginning, it's confusion. It's confusion. It's not clear. Right from the beginning, everything you build on that. No, that's from the emptiness point of view. Emptiness point of view. Very, very important, no? Because that's, you can say in modern time, you can say research. Thousands and thousands of research have been done throughout the centuries to define, identify self. You know, so many research has been done, so many books have been written about that, so many books. So when you analyze, so then, you know, when you come out from that analysis, everything is like, not illusions, it's like dream, it's like illusions. There's nothing serious, you just made it up. It's not like, there's no such a thing called independent, absolute, concrete, you know, seriousness. People just made it up, you just made it up. You know, like, am I making any sense? So one thing, magicians. Not here, the West magicians, they use things according to the history. Long time ago, the magician, they use small piece of wood or stone. They use that as an object. So what they do, they transform that piece of stone into horse, elephant. You come to see magic, what you see horse. For example, if I'm a magician, if I'm doing the magic, what I see horse. You see horse. What's the difference between magician and you? Magician don't believe what he sees. He knows that piece of stone. That piece of stone transformed into horse. You see horse, you believe horse. All kind of emotions, opinions arise on that. You just believe in all of them because you believe what you see. Magicians see differently. You magician don't believe what he see or she sees. They know it's a piece of stone. That just, you know, it's just hallucination. Hallucination. So please think about that. You know, there's a lot of books written about, you know, particularly His Holiness Dalai Lama wrote a lot of books on emptiness. There's a lot of benefit, you know. Chinachana. So, it's like that. It's like that, you know. It looks exactly like moon, but that's not moon. It's called reflection of moon. You know? It's called reflection of moon. So therefore, when you come out of, you know, that meditation, everything is like illusion. That's big difference. It's not illusion, it's like illusions. Mind created, and the level change. Like, same thing like big, how is it? What do you call the pen? Big pen? People are just like desiring to get one. Now you give one, nobody wants. Nobody wants. Who wants to wear? When you wear them, it looks very strange. It used to be looks so good, now it looks so strange. reflection of the mind. That good looking belly button is belly button? No, then belly button is not exist from its own side, it's just people just call, it just label them. It looks good. So saying everything is a reflection of mind. So therefore in also good to look about samsara, what is samsara. In samsara there's no, even though people could talk about perfections, this and that, but there's no such a thing called perfections. Everything's come with a complication. Everything's, this body, this life, this house, or education, friends, or wife, husband, children, car, house, country, policies, like everything, look, this comes with the complications. What is that? That is the nature of samsara. That's what it is. So being aware of that will automatically reduce a lot of unrealistic expectations that you have. It automatically reduces them. Well, no, today is very hot, but it's not going to be like that forever. Someday, it's going to be cold. Everything changed, so that's why need many, many different types of knowledge or understanding to deal with our mind, to shape our mind or shape our thought. Sometimes you need to think about change. Sometimes you need to think about emptiness. Sometimes you need to think about cause and conditions. Otherwise, you can go to this workshop, that workshop, to run around, in the end, there's not much change in the mind. So that's what I want to share. And I thought today, there'll be only few people. I thought maybe we'll do just meditations because it's a holiday. So and there's a lot of people. So. So now, maybe some kind of discussions, So what we need, I think we need wisdom to deal with our mind and thought and to, liberate ourselves from disturbing thought, we need wisdom. Wisdom by listening, reading, one kind of wisdom. Then wisdom by thinking, not just what you read, thinking. And wisdom by deep thinking, what you call meditations. There are three types of wisdom. Then you will be liberated from anger, from jealousy, all the disturbing thoughts. One by one, you will be liberated by that, If not, stop. You can stop. You don't explode, you can stop. So, example that I use. So I just, use example like, you go to gas stations, somebody out of nowhere, somebody comes asking you money. And the person asking you, can you give me 35 cents? Wow, wonderful, because I've been seeing all sending things of happiness, cause of happiness. Well, here now your opportunity, we don't do that, right? We say, why? There's many of the questions we ask, why? Like, what for what? And the person say, for cigarette, smoke cigarette. Well, so then you say, okay, here you go. I don't have 35 cents. I have only $5, $1, $10. Here you go. Thank you. The person says, thank you very much. I'll bring you change right away. I'll bring you a change. Change that. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, person's gone. In the beginning, it's something will to give. Second moment, what kind of thought rise? Then they follow, there's all kind of thought rise. If you react, if you don't examine, if you react, Beginning is good motivations. That peace of mind can be destroyed very easily. You know, you can do all kinds of things. So my point here is very, very important to analyze every thought. Please, every thought that arises, don't react right away. Analyze what good it does for me, for my happiness, for happiness of others. If it doesn't, if it only brings problems, better to stop the thought. You are capable. I am capable, you are equally, we are all capable. You don't have to wear a rope to be capable. You are capable, you know. So, that's my point, okay. So, but probably some of you may not like what I say, what I'm going to say, you know. Problem is the desire. Desire is the problem. Desire. Do you agree? Desire. There's some text that say deva means desire. We are never ever going to be content, satisfied, chasing desire. What do you think? What do you think? That's what it said in the text. Deva ngomba minjulas. Chasing desire. We are never ever going to be satisfied or content. Wisdom, other hand, wisdom, if you chase the wisdom, there's very good chance that you can be content, satisfactions, you can reach the level of middle. Oh? So like there's no, if you have like scab, when you scratch, does it feel good? Yes, feel good, you know. Scratching scabs is good. But not having scabs is better. Make sense? I didn't make this up. It's all been said hundreds of years ago. Emba tuna deva. Emba means scab. Tuna deva means when you scratch, it feels good. The monastery, you know, here you can take shower anytime. The monastery, when I was in monastery, you know, you can't take shower every day. There's no showers, you know. It's just a lot of walks to take showers, you know. So, then because of that, you know, so long hour of sitting in the temple, long hour every day, long 5-6 hours of sitting, and you know, not probably like, there's no washing machines, you know, to wash your clothes, that's a lot of efforts. So then, over time, your back gets kind of itchy. What you do in the monastery here in America, all the walls, it looks like more smooth than the face, you know, very smooth. Monastery, all the walls like rough, made of cement. What you do, you know, you have here all kind of tools you can buy, do here, that, there's no, you do what you just, how you say, take out your shirt, like bear, go back to the wall, then you know, like, then it temporarily feels good, then you overdo, and it hurts. So that's what it means, you know, it's like, temporary pleasures you gain, but not having as each is much better, you know. Embatuna deva, emba meva teve des. Teji, likewise, jide, deji des. Deva mati, mainly it's talking about desire, I'm just throwing some idea out there, and please, you think about it. I'm not giving order, that's how you should live your life. I'm just throwing ideas there, and you have mind. You can think, then you just think about it, and reach your own conclusion. Is that true? That's what has been said, no? Hundreds of years has been said, no? So it's good if you give some thought, you may get some, you know, benefits, no? I want to be happy. Is that very thought, what is it? It is happiness, or what is it? I want to be happy, I'm going on vacations. No, the vacation has to be perfect. Meanwhile, there's nothing is perfect. In samsara, everything comes to complication. There's nothing such a called thing perfect. But we have, then when you go to vacation all the way to Nepal, in my case, we go all the way to Nepal, all of a sudden you reach there, so having some good time, all of a sudden, middle of nowhere, all these people start to fight, throwing cups on the ground and all of that. It's my vacation, you know. I'm here on vacation. How you can do that? You have very little control what they do, what they think. You have little control over your own mind. How can you have control over their mind? And then all of a sudden they just haven't. No. So here, what is there? Whatever. What this means, whatever. Well, no, it's not whatever. It's already planted and grasping on that, not just like this, so tightly. No, my vacation has to be, everybody has to be nice. Behave nicely, talk nicely, make sure that nobody disturbs me. This is my vacation. You know? It's very important. If you cry, that's okay. I don't care. If you make me cry, that's the end of the world. You know? Very, very careful. You know? Like that. That kind of attitude. It's not flexible. It's so tight. So uptight. You are not flexible. You're so uptight. That's stress. Stress. You know? So, Chinti dwais. Lungla kuna tinji ju. Lungla kuru means no like. As just kind of say, I'm not sure how it's going to make sense to you. Lung means no wind. If you just let it in the wind, you have no idea where the wind will carry. It's carry here, carry there, carry. Make sense? Letting it like. And then lung means wind. Kul means just has a release in the air. Air will take where it will take, so you have no idea. East, west, north, south, it will just take somewhere. Rather than just holding that so tightly, nothing going to do good. You know, you can hold that so tightly, meanwhile people are going to fight and they are going to throw their cup. They are eating lunch and they are throwing their own. You say, how dare that you are throwing cup in front of me. Don't you understand? I am Gishi. I'm the resident teacher of the Kadamba Center. How you can do that in front of me? Who hears you? Who else? Nobody. Because you are just telling yourself. It's just happening here. You are the only one who hears. Do they hear? No. You have not got to tell them, but you are telling just here. And just you are hearing that, you know? Anything could happen. Whatever. Flexibility, whatever. So that understanding of causality. What do you call karma? Sometimes people use their karma in a negative way, so they don't know how to use the karma. Having an understanding of karma, then you used to hear, go with the flow. That will happen. Going with the flow requires knowledge. You can't just say go with the flow. Just saying the word is not going to go with the flow, It requires some understanding, some deeper understanding, go with the flow, Like that. So there's no one answer. Because overall, life is complicated. Doesn't mean it's negative, it is complicated. If somebody says, life is perfect, that's not true. It's not true. Is that true? It's not true. You can say, but it's better to say the truth down the road. It's more good. Temporarily you say something makes people happy down the road. That's not true. It's not true. Life is complicated. It's come with all kinds of complications. As I said, friends, furniture, house, job, everything, Cat. Somebody has cat. Oh, really? I want a cat. Look at the way the cat crawl in people's laps. But that cat comes with complications. You have to understand that. When you have cat, you have little balls. When you have little balls, it doesn't smell good. Then they sell all kinds of machines, all kinds of products to do, then you buy that, doesn't do the work, then you get upset, then you make phone calls, it goes on and on, all of that, everything. Even whatever looks good, if everything is coming to communication, need to understand, need to be aware. Buy brand new leather sofa, it comes with the complications. Especially when you have a cat. Something extra thing to worry about. Then you're thinking, oh, maybe I should cut the nail. That's not easy. It comes with the complications. Kid never asked to cut their nail. So then all kinds of it's kind of like, therefore, everything is kind of like lovable. How is it? It's nothing. We just made it up. We just created. That's why it's like illusion. It's nothing. Oh, this is absolutely good. You see, I see. Oh, that's good. No, it's not like that. Everything's a reflection. It's just mind created. It's mind created. So that's the benefit of thinking about emptiness, teaching of emptiness. Then analyzing about self. What is self? What is how you define self from emptiness point of view? Making life easier, simpler, then need to shape our thought. Then daily basis, even though we are not like jumping and screaming, but deep down, you are happy. No, didn't always come. The surface is kind of like, people asking all kinds of questions, doing all kinds of things, but deep down, you are fully aware, So then there's a good example. I think many months ago, some gentleman from the center here, they say, I really like that example. He says that surfer, surf. Use rape, it's kind of dangerous, rape, use for their own benefit. So think about that. While, sometimes like wild oceans, in this ocean there's waves of people's actions, what people say, what people do, what people think, people judge, all kinds of things. There's like wave. So why wave? You can use those waves for your own benefit. Like surfer. So a long time ago, maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago now, we are doing like mandala, Saint Mandala, all the group of monks, we are doing Saint Mandala in Wilmington. There's a couple of young guys took us to surfing. Monk has zero idea, they never surf in their whole life. So it's just laying down on the boat and going like frog, like that. But that case, you can't use wild wave for your own benefit because you don't know how to surf. So that's why wisdom, With wisdom, then, you could become like surfer and use all this wild wave for your own benefit rather than, putting you taking you down in the oceans, then like that. So I really like that. I don't remember the name, but one of the gentlemen said there's no way we have discussion, so. Any contributions? Anyone want to talk about, you can say something about, the purpose of meditation is also how to, not just meditations, what do you do? What we should do, including myself, say something, what we should do in order to have happy mind, what we should do. I just talk about meditation, what else we can do to have happy mind. No pressure, no pressure. So if no, don't want to contribute, so then maybe... yeah, please, no.
Hi there. So I'm not very good at meditation, but I went to a...
Can you please maybe introduce yourself?
Oh, hello.
Because for all of us, yeah.
I'm not very good at meditation. I had only started, and I went to actually like a Zen retreat just recently and did a lot of meditation. I'm still probably not very good at it, but I have to say that it did give me kind of a more of a calm mind. I've got a very loud, chattery kind of mind in general. And then also, like, since I've got back from that weekend, I find it easier to chant because I like the sound and the vibration of chanting, and I've been doing the medicine Buddha for my mom. So, like, last night I did chanting, kind of a chanting meditation, and that made me feel good and kind of kept the sad thoughts out of my mind and made me feel like I was doing something for her. So,
yes. You asked, what else can we do to seek for happiness? In our pursuit of happiness. And I think that one thing that helps a lot, at least it helps me, is to have no expectations of anything. However, though, I'm not always good at this. One expectation that I had recently is with my friend that I went to help for 5 weeks, who was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. And I'm thinking Wonder Woman is going to go and rescue this woman, my friend. And I just realized that you need to want to be helped. You need to want to get better to actually be able to get better or to get cured. So this didn't happen. And all my expectations of what I was going to do didn't take place. And so I found myself getting frustrated. And then I said to myself, wait a minute. Those were my expectations of what I wanted to do, what I wanted her to do. But reality is different. So I had to modify my way of perceiving what had just happened with my friend. And I believe that helped me. So to have no expectations of life is good, because then you take the moment as it goes. As you said, go with the flow. And so that's my contribution. I think that helps, not to have expectations.
Hi, hello everyone. I will say that for me, it's practice kindness. So if you want to be like happy, or if you want to feel good, or like when you are like the saddest or the angriest or something like that, I think that just do something good for someone and you instantly will have this feeling of joy, you know. So for me, that will be like the most important thing, like just do something good for somebody else that maybe has nothing to do with you, and there you go, there you have.
I just went outside for just a moment, and I saw a little sign on the wall about charity. I've often heard charity being expressed as the pure love of our fellow man. And in thinking of that, just what the lady said about helping, I believe that the more we assist others, without expecting anything, not only are we providing joy for the person that we assist or providing some kind of help for them, but in the process we learn more about ourselves too. And I think the happier we are, the more we want to do for others. And the more we do, the happier we become if we do it with pure intent, with non-expectations. And I do believe that in showing kindness, even in the little degrees, has great results in the giver and in the receiver. Thank you.
About doing things for other people to make us happy. If people turn to page 246 in the prayer book, and I'm not sure what page it is on in the white book, we'll say Master Shantideva's dedication. May all beings everywhere plagued by sufferings of body and mind obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creatures suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. No one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests, and bountiful harvests, and all wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powers find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient being remains, until then may I too remain, dispel the miseries of the world. And if you turn to page 244, we'll say the short long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And on the opposite page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who abdul the steward's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. And seven green Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, happy life. Om Tari Tu Tari Ture Soha. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Ture Soha.
Much and have a wonderful weekend. And please know next time when you come, if you have any questions, put it here, write it down. You know, put it here. Then, you know, based on the question, then we have discussions. You know, based on the question, first, of course, I will say something. Then mainly, then you can contribute. And no, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. I'm not going to let you go yet. Just a couple of things. if you weren't here last Sunday, or maybe if you've been in a cave in Nepal for the last couple of weeks, you will not have heard that His Holiness is coming to Raleigh this fall in October. That's pretty much at the moment, that's pretty much all we know. We know there's going to be at least one public event. We are hoping that he will come here. We don't know that yet. So as soon as we do know something, it'll be posted on our website. We'll send something out by email, just so that you know that as soon as we know, you will know. In a couple of weeks, on Friday the 9th of June, it's Sakadawa. That's a Buddha holy day. It's a merit multiplying day, so everything that you do is extra powerful. We're going to have quite a few practices here at the center. There's an opportunity to do precepts first thing in the morning. There's going to be a Medicine Buddha Puja at noon. We'll have an animal blessing and liberation. And then in the evening, Geshe-la has very kindly offered to offer refuge for those who want to take it. So if you're interested in that, come and see me. He'll also be offering lay vows and bodhisattva vows. And you do need to register to take refuge, so come and see me if you're interested in that. Also, excuse me, next week we're giving Geshe-la a little staycation. We have a visiting teacher, Don Handrick, coming. He will be leading a weekend workshop on 8 Steps to a Happy Life, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. That'll be Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon, and then he'll be leading our Sunday Dharma next Sunday morning. Yes. Yeah. Geshe-la will be doing sleep meditation. Don will also be leading the Discovering Buddhism class on refuge Monday night. So if you're interested in refuge, it's a good idea to stop in and hear a little bit about that. And then he'll be on Tuesday and Wednesday night, he'll be doing sessions on what's so bad about complaining, and using work as part of our spiritual life. So it should be very interesting. Don is really articulate, warm, very approachable, wonderful. I first saw him at the Light of the Path retreat many, many years ago, and he was leading discussion groups, and he's just really amazing. So I hope you'll come and get a flavor of Don. And speaking of the Light of the Path retreat, we have another one coming this year. This one is going to be 4 weeks long, so there's plenty of opportunity to come. You don't need to come for the whole shebang. You can come for a week or a weekend or 2 weeks or any combination thereof. And I would like to just mention that this has just been an amazing opportunity for Kadampa Center to host these retreats. This is the fifth in what Rinpoche originally said would be a 5-year series of retreats. Last year he hinted at possibly doing more, but we don't know if that is going to happen. He is really quite an amazing teacher. He will also be here teaching the day before the retreat begins on August 19. I really urge you to take advantage of this opportunity. We've really been blessed to have him coming here year after year after year, and very few centers in the more than 150 centers around the world get that blessing. So really do make use of the opportunity to get teachings from this very realized being. And that's my whole shmeal, and here's Jill.
Okay. Don is the what and I'm the how. That's how. So I'm Jill, the center manager. Donna is the spiritual program coordinator. So just to kind of say that sometimes if you have a question about things spiritual, you go to her, and how, come to me. So just want to interject a family camp. Christy's not here today, so I thought I would just tail in, or what do you call that, follow in with your message. Family camp this year is happening in the middle of the retreat. So that was an amazing decision to place the family camp and in Asheville in the middle, so all of your children and the families can actually, we hope, get to meet Rinpoche. So this is an amazing opportunity. And the registration just opened up, so you can go online and see all that and read all the information. Everything you'd want to know is on our website about it. So also, just if you're new, there's a lot of new people today, you can sign up for our emails, which come out once a week, which is different from all the emails that announce everything. So there's two different sets. One that's just informative, we only send you out once a week, and you might get a special thing like His Holiness is coming to town. And that's on the concierge desk outside, so if you sign up for that, and you can unsubscribe yourself. So if it gets too much, you can take yourself off. Everybody's heard probably the 25th anniversary is coming up, June 10th. So dress as evening attire, but we still want to dress appropriately for the occasion. And we need a little bit of help. We need a lot of help. We need some help before the party because we want you to be at the party and enjoy it, and then after the party. So we do have to get the entire place ready for the teachings in the morning. So I forgot to make a sign-up sheet, but since we're having the next announcement, our Sunday tea, right after the teachings, if you could just see me, if you'd like to stay after the party and help break everything down, or come the day of and set up. And then, so now the money part of things, the Donna part, the giving part, the opportunity for generosity. Sometimes we actually forget to ask, which is kind of amusing when you think about it. Because every time I ask, whether it's, can you help me with something, or do you have an idea for something, or I need a little extra funding for something, it happens like that. So we thought maybe we should continue to ask on Sunday morning. We sort of forgot that we are, everything we do is by donation only. And it can be shocking if you've never heard that before. For those of you who are new, that's quite surprising. That's how everything is operated here since the beginning of the time. They started offering or suggesting a few class charges, and then they quit. So everything else has been done, and for 25 years by donations. So we ask that if your heart is moved to support us, there's two boxes, there's text giving slips, there's online giving, checks, cash, we accept it all, and volunteering too, so that's a way to give. So we want to remind you for that. So not only for just everyday functions, but because of the retreats coming up and a lot of things are happening, the checking account is getting a little lower, and I'm just going to be honest with you because there's a lot going out right now. So with the Don Hendrick coming too, there's opportunity to sponsor the teacher, which is a really cool opportunity to create your connection to the teacher. So if you go online, you can see those opportunities and help support bringing Don here, help support the retreat with Rinpoche coming here, and then just help support in a general way. So thank you. Go enjoy the Sunday tea. Thanks. Oh, Tim?
Has it just now. To say that sponsoring teachers creates the karmic cause to hear teachings again. So not only in this life, but if you help the teachings happen, it's beneficial to you in the future too.